this year's fourth annual She Did It Her Way Summit is taking place on October 24th, 2020, and early bird tickets are now on sale. This year's one-day virtual summit with a Friday evening kickoff is all about the journey from corporate cubicle to being your own boss and sharing that it doesn't have to be hard and overwhelming and complicated. We've sat down with hundreds of entrepreneurs to learn their journey and story, all about how they started a business while working full-time, replaced their corporate income, and made their ultimate leap. This year's summit, we've simplified that process, and we are bringing you the most relevant and important trainings during this one-day event. So friend, if you are listening to this and you have that business idea, you maybe even don't even have that business idea, but you are on the cusp of knowing that you want to work for yourself and become your own boss, and you are looking to 2021 to be your year, it is time. It is time to give yourself permission to take your very next best step and to sign up and attend this one-day epic event that is happening, and it's all virtual. You get access to all the replays if you can't make the trainings the day of, or even some of the trainings as well. We've made it super accessible, and I'm telling you that this is life changing. This will change your life if you let it. And I want you to be there. And I want this to be the pivotal point in your 2020 that when you look back, you're like, I'm so glad I did that. So you can head on over to shedidithersummit.com to learn more and to get your early bird ticket today. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hey friends, today's podcast episode was previously recorded for my dear friend Julie C. Artie's Facebook group and her podcast, and it was such an amazing conversation that I wanted to bring it to you guys here on the She Did It Her Way podcast. We are diving into all things mindset, personal development, being able to get out of your own way and take your very next best step when starting your business. I hope you enjoy the interview and the conversation exchange as much as I did having the conversation with my dear friend Julie C. Artie.
All right, we are back. Oh my God. I am so excited to have Amanda Bolin on the show today, because you're going to hear how we know each other. But I'm also so excited. I'm just going to share a few tips with you guys. We've got a lot of women in here who are, you know, started a business, started a side gig. They've got big dreams, big goals that they want to accomplish. And let me tell you, Amanda is the one to help you and inspire you to keep going forward. And she actually did that for me. And we're going to talk about that in a second. And then we actually have a really super fun special offer for you guys too, which is super. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, I want to introduce my amazing friend, Amanda Bolin.
Hi.
She is the podcast host of the She Did It Her Way podcast. She is an incredible business coach. She is literally the reason that I actually got exposed to this thing called like the online business world, because it was a solid 5 years ago, I guess. How long is the podcast?
Well, the podcast has been around since January of 2015, and we met in October 17, 4 years ago, which is crazy that it's been 4 years since we met. And yeah, I mean, I'll get into that story, but yeah, it's been a wild journey and wild ride for sure. I'm so excited to be here.
It's so fun. We're so happy to have you here. And honestly, like the podcast opened my eyes to possibility. You would share your journey. You would bring these women on that I was like, oh, like it kept showing me what was possible. It kept showing me that, you know, if she could do this, maybe I can do this. Like each woman, you'd bring on women that were in corporate and then did something different and all these things. And it really helped fuel me. I can remember I would have it in my, you know, in my ears, walking or running. And I'd be like, yes, I want this. So first and foremost, thank you for, since 2015, you said you've been doing this.
It's wild. Yeah.
Were you still in high school? That was good.
I mean, sometimes I feel like I still look like I'm in high school, which before I hated. And now being as I'm like the age that I am, which age is a privilege. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm kind of okay with it. But yeah.
But you showed up, you started the podcast, and you just kept going with it, which is incredible. And it's such an amazing asset and helping so many women. So I want to thank you for that first and foremost. I am going to ask our viewers, if you could comment that you can hear us, because last week we had a slight issue with StreamYard. I'm going to make sure that I'm good and that our sound is okay.
Perfect.
Let me know, any of my loyal viewers. So talk to my, well, let's see. I would love to start with the fact that not only did your podcast inspire me to keep going, but, and to take some leaps and all the things, but I had on like my vision. Oh, good. Beth said,
yay, Beth.
I had this vision that I was going to be on your podcast. Mm-hmm. And what happened?
And you were on my podcast. I think twice now. It's such a good, because I think, and we'll get into it too, but your journey and your story and what you've done is so inspiring. And I think that with the She Did It Her Way podcast, it's really, yeah, we bring on people that are in tech and have gone through seed round and all that stuff. And like, you know, multi-six figures and multi-seven figures and all that. But I think there's also a very important due diligence to share other stories, that just because, you know, someone's making seven figures doesn't mean like that's the definition of success. And the definition of success is very different for everyone. And sometimes in online space, we can get very caught up in thinking that your definition of success needs to be my definition of success. And so like sharing those stories. And so it just like makes me so excited and inspired that the podcast was that for you, because that was the whole reason why I started it like 5 years ago, which is crazy. It's bananas.
It is bananas. And yeah, you inspired me to start my own podcast too, which is, you know, now 2 years old, which is crazy, but it all is about action.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. you really demonstrate that all the time with action. You took action. I'll let you tell the story. I mean, you kind of followed the same suit many of us do, and you got the job, you know, after college, and like kind of what happened that made you to like take the ultimate leap.
Yeah. I mean, for me, so I live in Chicago now. I grew up in Iowa. I went to a 4-year university, got my job out of school at Target, and they call it ETL, executive team leadership program, in the stores. And it was like a really sought after program where they had interviewed and over 1200 people applied, and they only took 4 or 5 of us at the time. And so that was really that first experience of like very covetedness, right? And I've done so many episodes about like transitioning beyond your corporate identity and going into entrepreneurship. But I remember at like 6 months in being at the front of the store and looking around and thinking like, is this it? And then follow the spring of 2011, I had a massive breakdown. I was basically in the fetal position in the kitchen. And that was the moment that I was like, I don't have to decide and choose this for my life. And I was fortunate at the time that I had a mentor in my life that was an example of, you know, time freedom and money freedom and being able to construct and design your life in a way that you wanted to. And I just kept putting myself in situations. I kept taking little risks and little steps. And finally, I had an opportunity in May of 2012 to go out on my own as a freelancer or subcontractor. I mean, they're all the same, or 1099, right? And I got an opportunity at 24 to travel the globe doing sales and marketing training and leadership development for large organizations like Weight Watchers and JP Morgan and other companies. And even today, I work with Google and Google for Startups and doing sales training. And through that journey, I realized that like so many other women out there want to take that next step, but are kind of struggling with finding the either internal motivation and inspiration and or the tactical things, which I, in 2015, probably leading up to that in 2014, decided that like I kind of wanted something of my own, because I was traveling every week and it was a blast and it was amazing. And I got to go to cool cities and cities that I would never think that I would go to. I wanted to carve out something of my own. And She Did It Her Way came to me, and I was like, I love talking. So we started with a podcast, and there's a lot of other things that have happened since then that we can talk about, but that's really the high level story. And it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to share stories and elevate the voices of other women, and also share my experience from the personal development side of building a business, whether it's like in the online space or as a coach, and, you know, working in a freelance position as well. So yeah.
It's amazing. And I think, you know, it takes courage to not do the normal thing.
Oh yeah.
And there's a lot of women here that are either going to watching live, or they're going to listen to replay, I'm going to put this on the podcast too. So they may be listening to this. I'm going to throw it on the podcast.
Oh, I love it.
It's like that they're surrounded by other people. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're going to start a business online mm-hmm. and do this. Like, it's funny. Emmy, who's watching, her mother was like, is it legal? what you're doing? Yeah. To make money. She's like, right. It's legal that you're doing this. And I really, you know, it takes listening to these stories. It takes listening to people that took that leap of courage and faith for us to then say, I'm going to try that too. And truly, truly, your podcast all those years ago for me was part of that. It was that handout like this, like, come on, you can do this too.
Yeah.
And that is why then, you know, it spurred on to where I went, because I wanted to help other women that were in that same spot too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I always love, like, you know, that we are at a prime example. Okay. We have different target markets, but we offer a lot of similar things and similar kinds of coaching and podcasts, all that stuff. And we see each other as 100% collaborators.
Yes. Yes. So many thoughts on that. I feel like I should get a piece of paper and start writing them down, because that, like, kind of going back and touching on what you were saying, when people are like, is that legal? What is this? I mean, you kind of move past, and dependent upon the reason why is because our brains tend to think specificity. And so when you say you're a lawyer, you say you're an accountant, like, people can really visually identify with it. When you say you're an online coach or you're an online business owner, they're like, what is that? And you kind of move, you learn, I think entrepreneurship teaches you to really kind of move beyond the thoughts of what other people may have or things that say people say about you. And I feel very fortunate in my transition, my ultimate leap is that my parents were not, I had zero pressure from them, because for them, like, neither of them went to college. One of them never graduated high school. And so to them, they're like, yeah, you and your siblings have figured it out this far. Like, there wasn't that heavy of external pressure, but that still doesn't, like, I had friends saying, well, what's your resume going to say? And I'm like, girl, hopefully I never have to create this thing. The goal is to not have to use my resume in the future. But a lot of it's so much of mindset and everything that goes with it. But now you and I find ourselves, we are in the same space. And I think, you know, there's a recent pivot and change in my world of realignment that I've shared candidly with you off the screen, which I'm happy to share here, is like, in a world, especially in online space, where there's templated approaches on how to do everything, you have to first and foremost make sure that you are doing what it is that is in alignment with you and lights you up. And for so many years, my first thing that I ever did with She Did It Her Way was an in-person event. And even when everybody's like, why would you do in-person events? They don't scale. They, like, you can't make money and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but they feel really good to me. And so I kept that. And then over the years, I implemented things that I was like, I think I should be doing this, where now it's coming back and it's getting to the root of, like, why I started it, which is elevating other women, exposing my audience to other women such as you, so that they can see what's possible. Because building a business isn't a linear thing. It's very much high, low. One day you're like, I figured it out. I'm on high. And the next day you're like, oh my God, where's my next dollar coming in? Blah, blah, blah. And over time that levels out. But in the beginning, it's so much more magnified because it's so new and there's so many pieces of it. So,
and I love that you followed what aligns for you, because it's different than what aligns for me. So, like the event piece, like, I got to tell you, so Emmy's asking, how do you know when you're in alignment? The craziest thing is, and not to get too woo-woo, but you feel it. Either feels heavy or feels light. Now, even when you pick the thing that feels good and light, you're still going to have days that are like, it's still, okay. And there's still things that are hard. It's not, we're saying it's not hard, but would you agree that there's this energetic flow and lightness when you think about the thing?
Yes. Oh yeah. And here's what, like, I've always been a spiritual person generally. And that has been taken to a completely different level the past 3-4 years being in entrepreneurship, because you really get to learn, you have to tune in with yourself and you get to know yourself, your thoughts, how you feel and your mindset. It's this beautiful, not always easy, but beautiful transformation that continually happens. And it really goes back to what you were saying, Julie, is that you have to get light to take flight. And if you are energetically weighed down by all these things, and you don't even have to be an entrepreneur to feel this, you could feel this if you're in corporate. Like, if you are doing things that are not designed for you to do, it's going to feel heavy. It's going to feel like you're pushing a boulder up a hill. And it's, there is something to say. I was just listening to an audiobook this morning on my walk about how we've gotten so far away from this ability to go inward and tune into our feelings that actually are a better barometer in terms of making decisions, sometimes more than numbers, right? Like, if you're in one lane that you're pushing, and you're producing revenues, but it's hard, what if you stepped out of this lane and came over here where you're in alignment and you could just go fast?
Yeah.
And so that's where it's like this learning to trust and learning to make bold moves in the process. So I think, Emmy, your question of like in alignment goes back to, are you excited? Does it get you excited? Are you feeling light? And some of it, like, you kind of have to be out of alignment to find alignment too. So don't be afraid to make the wrong decision. I think that I had a client call this morning and we were talking about how I think everybody's clients, including ourselves, were the same way of, you know, we're afraid to make a decision. But I think it was Winston Churchill was saying in World War II that you have option A, you have option B. You don't know which one's the right one, but the longer you wait to make a move, the longer you're going to wait, the longer you have to wait to see which one is the right move. So it's better just to take messy, massive action.
Always.
And not think about the outcome of the action, but more so assess it and then take the next step and not get caught up in here.
Totally. And Kaylin's saying hi to us. Hey,
Kaylin. Oh, hi, Kaylin.
So I want to make sure that people take away from that. That's so important. That's huge, right? You got to take that messy action. You want to be in alignment. But I feel really strongly about this. I know you do too. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be easy.
Correct. No. Don't get that construed.
You still got to do the work. And I think that unfortunately, what a lot of people are hearing out there is that, you know, it's, you know, they're seeing the overnight successes, or they're seeing like, well, if you just do this and automate this and everything, just like, it's like a magic money machine and all that. Doesn't exist. Okay. It just
magic money machine, please. I think the magic money machine honestly is being in alignment, because when you're in alignment, the cash and the money flows. But when you're in here and like doing things because you're looking out external validation versus going inward, like that's the key. But yes, this magic money machine's inside.
I love it. Oh, that's yeah. Like, I feel like we need to like virtually high five each other.
There we go.
So before we get into a couple, like just a couple of things that you can leave with people too. Like I would love, like it's such a fun story that was it your first, it was your first She Did Her Way event that I came to.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda runs her first She Did It Her Way summit in Chicago. And this was back in 2017.
Yeah.
Okay. I am still in my corporate job. I have never invested in going to an event before. I had yet to invest in a coach or anything yet, right? This is because back when I was, not yet. And I felt like, let me tell you, I felt like this fish out of water. I felt like I made the craziest decision to buy that ticket, jump on an airplane and go out to Chicago, leave my three kids. I was like, am I being selfish? Like, I mean, these are all the things going through my head at the time.
Yeah.
Right?
So real.
Talk about how your mindset shifts with your entrepreneurial journey. And I remember feeling like bad about it and guilty and all the things. And then even when I was there, there was a part of me that still felt like, should I be here?
Am I in the right room?
Am I in the right, like that imposter syndrome, whatever. Because all the women in there were at different stages, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, like, I mean, like I had tears in my eyes. You had tears.
We're like crying.
And you like, you know, said a whole quote by Franklin. No, which Roosevelt was it?
Franklin, I think. Franklin. Theodore. The man in the arena.
And it was my dad had shared with me my whole life about taking chances, doing things no matter what people say. Is the gist of it, because it's like this long of a quote. We're gonna start crying now.
Yes. Oh my God.
Quote, I'm crying. We're cheering. And she had just had her, like, so in that moment, we both experienced, like, she experienced this incredible, like, she took this huge chance, invested the money, and created this event in person that she had never done before. Was it going to go well? Was it not going to go? Who knew, right? Here I am, someone that needed to be at that thing she created that helped me get to that next step for me. So share that story, because she never took that action. If I didn't take the action, if we didn't like stay in touch, I mean, it bloomed from there. I ended up speaking.
Yeah.
At the next one.
Last year you spoke. Did you? Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. So it's amazing. So here, right, is that take those chances. I always say to the women that I work with that as you connect with people, they may become clients. They may become these like entrepreneurial BFFs. They may become people that you just have these incredible collaborations with and make bigger impact with. And I really feel like from the time I popped my earbuds in and listened to Amanda Bolin on the She Did It Her Way podcast on my walk to actually, you know, being a speaker at your next event is pretty phenomenal, but that's how it happens. It's by taking action, ladies. You got to take that action and have those eyes open and really having that energetic, pull towards the right people that you align with, because guess what? There's a ton of business coaches out there.
Yeah.
A ton of business coaches out there. There's a ton of people helping people do what Amanda and I are doing. You find your people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so key, and it's all about collaboration over competition. So, please share.
I was going to say one thing on the first event. I remember everything. So I just got married in 2017. I came back and then I made ticket sales live. So in 3 months, we had 35 women from 11 different states fly into Chicago for this one day event. And I had an OSM, like an oh shit moment. I was like, oh my gosh. I was sick to my stomach because I'm thinking, can I do, like, I had another up-leveling moment of, okay, next year we're going to do everything's virtual because I just can't take the pressure, blah, blah, whatever. And then at the end of the event, everybody's crying. We've got like champagne. We did future letters to each other. You even wrote me a letter that I still have today. Like, it was epic. And when you take the focus off of what's not working, what if I fail, and put the focus on what am I going to learn, what is working, you are able to rest in knowing that, like, it's not about the outcomes necessarily, especially in the beginning of business. I think the first year that you're in business, it's not about like the outcomes that you're making. And it's about getting, training yourself to show up it, despite the outcomes, right? Because you were saying earlier, Julie, like the online space, we see, okay, You do a lot. This person does a launch and they made $40,000 off of their first launch. This other person does a launch and they made $200,000. Like it's kind of, I think, I don't know if it was you and I having this conversation or someone else, but it kind of sets a lot of people coming into the market at a disadvantage, because if you go out and you do your first launch and it's crickets, you then start to think something's wrong with you. When in reality, it's important to remember that for every success story you hear out there, there are like hundreds of stories of women who failed tirelessly. Like they either had multiple failures prior to that, like success, massive launch. But then there's other women out there that are also like going through the motions and figuring it out as they go. So it's, don't alienate yourself thinking that like there's something wrong with you if it doesn't work. Like I still feel like 5 years later in the podcast, I mean, I guess since 2017, like, it's been this trial and error. And like just recently, it's like, okay, I'm in alignment. I feel in flow. I know what's going. I know my sweet spot and zone of genius. So you just have to look at it as a playground and experiment, and then have coaches like Julie along the way to navigate the change.
Well, I love that. And you know, what's so interesting is like, again, we talk about being in alignment. Mm-hmm. I mean, with both of our backgrounds, right? Mm-hmm. We could help a lot of different kinds of people. We could help a lot of different companies. I could go help 7-figure businesses scale and grow their marketing, because I was doing that for a $100 billion company. Okay. I worked with $100 billion. I do that. I think I can do it, right? I don't want to work with 7-figure business owners. I don't want to work with brick and mortars. I want to work with the woman you just described that is like, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure how. I don't want to, I know I'm capable, but they'll hit something and then it sets them back. Or they'll hit something and sets them back. It's like, I want to, because I know what that felt like.
Yeah.
I want to be there. It's like, yeah. And so do you.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful, because it's really to be able to help people be able to get past that goal line. We get so far, but it does take showing up and it does take failures. And you agree with me. Like, it's not really a failure as much as there's lessons every time, and you pick up and you go again and you keep going.
Yep.
You stick with it. And it's going to work. So let's talk about the She Did It Her Way Summit, because
yes,
couldn't, obviously we're living in different times than when I was able to come to two of your events live. One as a participant, one as a, actually the cool thing is the second one you did a 2-day event where one day was really for people that had already launched their businesses and the next for the people that were just starting, which I loved.
Yeah.
But so obviously it's different times this year because of COVID.
I know I can't give in-person hugs, which I really love. But
I know. Next year we'll do it again. Yeah. Tell everybody, you said, you know what? I'm not letting it stop me. We're going to pivot. What are you doing instead now?
Yeah. It's been really crazy, the evolution, because we're kind of back to where we were 4 years ago with the 1-day event. So it went 1 day, then we moved it up to 2 days. And then last year when you spoke, it was 3 days. 2 days was emerging entrepreneurs, so they're a little bit further along. And then Saturday was Side Hustle Saturday, which you spoke at. This year, getting back to really looking at like a lot of the She Did It Her Way audience is in what I call, we have a lead up, leap, and land. And a lot of them are in the lead up phase, whether they're in the, I have so many ideas and I'm so passionate about so many things. I just need help getting clarity on figuring out which one do I actually move forward with. Then once you figure out which one you move forward with, then the next question is, okay, like now I have this idea, what do I do, right? So we're really like taking after, I've done over 400 interviews with women, whether it's been the podcast or the summit, and really have aggregated and said, okay, of all these interviews and interactions that I've had, what do I believe are the common themes and the common success principles that are going to allow, that are going to really accelerate that process from someone who is in the camp of like, how do I figure out my passion? And, or in the camp of like, I know what I want to do, but like, how do I actually take the next step? And we've built the entire day of October 24th around those key points. And then you're kicking us off on Friday, because I just love your energy and you have so much to give and so much to share, but it's really distilling down to like, there's so much noise out there and there is a zero shortage of what you like information telling you to do this launch, that launch, whatever. But you have to, like, one of the biggest things that I always coach my clients on is like, proven process leads to a predictable result and success always leaves clues. And of all the interactions, there are very key success principles that are simple and not basic, but they're simple enough to where it's like, if you can nail these, you can. And if you hear a male's voice in the background, this is what working from home's like, because my husband's on call, right? But if we can nail these principles and these strategies, like, that's going to set you it's going to put you so far ahead. And so that's what we've done this year for the summit. And we're still bringing the energy. We're still like, I'm collecting information when people buy tickets so that if they are there for networking, we can put them in breakout rooms. You can connect with attendees before and afterwards. There's a private Facebook group. So you get access 2 weeks and two weeks before, and then 2 weeks after. And so it's really like the community aspect, everything is still there. It's just in virtual and it's a fraction of the cost. So, yeah. And you don't have to travel. And if you're abroad, you can still attend.
So tell us, so I love this. I love this because I will tell you all that taking the time to attend events in my, several years now, and I will continue to do this forever, is so important because you learn so much, you collect, you network, all the things. So I love that you're doing it, it virtually, and you can see now we're learning. It's a new skill we're all learning to do. Tell us a little bit about, I'm so excited. I get to keynote it. I get to kick it off. I'm so excited about this on October 23rd in the evening. Tell us a little bit more about some of the speakers and what they'll be sharing.
Yeah.
Saturday, the 24th.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. So the first speaker on Saturday is Tess Wicks. So she's really going to hone in on, I know Tess is amazing and it's been beautiful to see like her journey and everything. But one of the things that she's really strong at is helping people, women, set purpose-driven revenue goals. Kind of going back to what you and I were talking about earlier, where it seems like we just pull this like, oh, get six figures. Oh, do this, right? Like, and the other question is like, how do you financially make that transition from corporate cubicle to going out on your own? Tess is going to help us say, okay, like how do we set goals that are purposefully driven based on your unique situation? So that if you, because you are in corporate, like, how much money do you need to actually make in order for you to feel comfortable and confident to make that leap. And once we can have clarity on some sort of number, then we can have a North Star to work to, because once you know how much money you need to make, then you can start looking at like, well, if I know that I want to offer this service and I have X amount of hours available, how much do I want to make? And you know, you can start doing all the numbers. So Tess is going to walk us through that in the workshop. Amber Williams is speaking. She's amazing at copywriting. So if you've got a lot of stuff up here, which we all do, and frankly, I am in her like copywriting program because it's like a gym membership for copy mastery. And I'm like, yes, I want to get better at that. She's going to take us through some exercises and processes to really take like what's up here and to get it out on paper so we can be clear about it when we actually communicate, whether that's orally or like on a website. Okay. I know I feel like I'm just like rambling, but there's so many like Steph Crowder. Yeah, Steph Crowder is a queen at selling made simple. And so she's going to talk about how to like land your first client and doing it simply when it comes to selling, because so many people think like selling is really hard. Like there's so many things that go into sales. And so she's going to break that down. Christine McAllister, who you know as well, who's amazing. She's going to talk about like the income replacement formula. So it's going to go really nice hand in hand with Tess. Tess is going to help us get clear. And then Christine's going to pick us up from there. Like this is the next step and evolution of that, because it's all about, again, clarity, creating that next step. Melissa Lynn is going to go through, and it's all about like how to brainstorm your first offer, which is really key, because you know, we all have these things that we're like, oh, this is what I want to do, but like, what does that actually look like? So that's what Melissa is helping us with as well. Kaishira Moffitt, she's going to go through like, how do you actually balance your time and energy when you're doing both of them? And then Len Marketin from Podia, which Podia is our sponsor for the third year in a row. It's amazing. Like, could not do these events without them, and they're fantastic. So they're an online e-learning platform, and Len Marketin is going to be speaking there as well. So, and then I just get to bookend. I get to host. I don't just get to host. It's actually my favorite thing. Like, I love getting out of the way and then letting amazing people take over. It's like, that's my favorite thing.
Well, that lineup
is a party.
I think I've heard almost every single one of them speak. They're all amazing. You know, it's the perfect agenda, honestly. So Well done. Well done on that. It's a perfect agenda for people. And so I would say, actually, I'm going to put our little banner up. So we would love to see you there. And remind us, you've got early bird pricing until next Friday.
Next Friday.
Literally like a steal. So
it honestly really is, because our in-person events, which this is the other, like there's pros and cons to both, right? And like, I think one of the pro here is that it's digital and it's virtual. And so if you can be anywhere in the world, wear your yoga pants, wear your skirt, like wear whatever, bring your tea, bring your wine. I don't care. Just show up. And it's like, it's $97. It's insane. And like, it's priced in a way where like you have no excuse not to take action. Yeah. And like, I know there's people that are going to be watching this or listening on the podcast and thinking like, oh, you know, maybe next time I'll get it. Well, here's the deal. And one of my favorite quotes by Tim Ferriss is always that like, there's never a perfect time. The stars will never align to fit perfectly. Like life, the world is not waiting for you to be perfect. Like you have to show up, make that decision and course correct along the way. If you look at the schedule and you think, oh, I can only make it live, which by the way, there's replays to all the sessions, but I don't want that to be a crux in saying, oh, okay, like I'm not going to attend. If it's Saturday morning and you get out of bed and you're thinking, oh, I'll just watch the replays. No, that's the moment of decision that you have to go all in for yourself, because if you don't do it, no one else will. So like, I keep saying like, I say like when I get excited, sorry. I'm trying to work on that. It's this opportunity for your life and to say yes. And just look at Julie. She came, she got on a plane and was thinking, what the heck am I doing here? What the heck am I doing here? You get to just say, okay, I'm in the comfort of my own home. I'm going to watch these live. I can interact behind my computer. There's nothing to lose. You have zero to lose. And this could be, huge.
It's perfect timing because for so many reasons, but the perfect timing in here, because we opened the doors to Ignite University last week and we welcomed in so many amazing women, but not everyone was it ready for them. There was many women that were like, I would love to do that. I'm not quite at a point in my business where I can afford to do that quite now. If that was you and you're listening, this is a perfect thing to do instead to start.
Yeah.
You're going to get in a day a bunch of different speakers talking about whether it's the marketing and the copywriting and getting your story out to the sales, to having the purpose-driven profit numbers that you want to be going towards, how to balance time, all these things, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to get that in a day for only $97 until the 16th, and then it's going to go up. But this is the perfect thing to do if that wasn't quite ready yet. Now, if you're already doing that, you should still do it because it's going to be amazing.
But it's going to be an epic party.
It's a great way to network and meet new people and learn from these incredible speakers. But it's a perfect time for that because there are many women that would like, you know what, I couldn't do that, but you know what, I can do this. I can do this step to help me get the knowledge and action plan I need to get to that income that I want to get to in my business.
Right. And here's the other thing that I forgot to mention is that you also get access to two courses when you enroll. And these two courses, they've been part of the speaker lineup in the past, but what I found is that that stuff is necessary, but it can be supplemental to actually being in live, right? And the two courses, one is Make Money Moves, and the second one is Legalize Your Business. Ooh. And they're not a crazy in-depth course, but what they do is they actually walk you through the process from the legal standpoint and from the money standpoint. So from legal standpoint, there's actually a lawyer in there, Andrea Sager, who goes high level about like the differences between LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp, why might you incorporate one over the other. The other thing is that she has a program that's called the Contract Vault. So one of the things that I always tell people in the beginning, like one of the things you don't need, and I'm not a lawyer, this is from my previous, just from my experience, is you don't need complicated contracts. There are enough tools and resources out there that will get you far enough that are not going to break the bank and cost you thousands of dollars. And so that's basically like in there serving that up along with websites and resources on where you can go to get disability insurance, to get health insurance, especially if like, I know I had to go to the market when I was off my parents' insurance and wasn't married, and you need like, that stuff is really overwhelming and confusing. And then also like a few other options for like retirement programs. Again, I say I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm just sharing like what I've done to still continue retirement, to still have disability insurance and all those things. And then the money piece is an accountant Erin Armstrong. She goes through QuickBooks. She walks through high level things to make, to look for accounting purposes. And then also showing you and walking you through like business banking and where you can go to set up your business banking, so it's not confusing and overwhelming. You get that. It's like a $500 value that you get as part of your ticket.
Woo!
So, okay. I can't believe I almost forgot that actually. We're just so excited.
Huge alone right there. Yeah. I love that. This is incredible. Yeah. And I made an easy link for you guys. It's just juliasuri.com/herway. It's below. We'll be talking about it here over the next couple of weeks because it really is an awesome, awesome opportunity. I'm going to be there. I can't wait. You're amazing.
Likewise. The attendees are always amazing and so much fun.
Yeah, so much fun. And I mean, honestly, like some of the women that I have met by attending events, whether they were virtual, I did a virtual event, not me personally, but I participated in one.
Yeah.
And it's like, I met people there that we went on to do some things with.
Oh, I love it.
How that works, which is amazing. So as we wrap up here, and we'll be posting here and stuff with the link for people. And if you're listening to this in the podcast, the link is in the show notes as well. What kind of last little advice would you give to these women who are listening? They are like, I want, to be at that point where actually Julie Stover just put, she wants to get to 4K a month to retire her hubby in 2024. Like these are real amazing goals and dreams and things that they want to do. And they're kind of where, we were at that very, in the beginning stages, that first year. What would you say to them?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things. I mean, there's so many compartments of like, one, get out of your own way, but what does that even mean? And that just means like, get out of here and drop into here and being present. I think the other thing is find someone who is doing what you want to be doing and has the lifestyle that you want as well, right? Like, it's okay to not want a seven-figure online business. It's okay to not want a multi-six-figure business. It's okay to have a business that is generating 90 grand a year for you and your family, and you work 20 hours a week. Like, that's okay. I think sometimes we put pressure on ourselves because other people are doing things. That was one of the things that I had to learn about, like, my transformation is like admitting to myself the type of business and lifestyle I want, right? So getting out of here, living in the present moment, find someone who has the lifestyle, the success that you have, and make that investment to learn from them. If you want to learn about virtual assistants, go and sign up for Abby Ashley's training that she has. If you want to learn about marketing and standing out, invest and spend with Julie. Like, find the people who are doing what you're that you want to do and be successful. And if you don't know, again, what it is that you want to do, one, go listen to this week's podcast on shedidithirway.com. I break it down of like three questions you have to ask yourself when you go through all the passions. And the last one, so like, sign up for the summit. This is a no-brainer of like $97 where you're opening yourself up to possibility. But if you've mentally shut yourself down and think, I don't know what I'll learn, what's really the benefit? Like, your life and the quality of your life is dictated by the questions you ask. And if you ask not so great questions, you're going to get not so great answers. So that also goes back to like the whole personal development mind stuff, which is near and dear to me, which I think is over 50% of the battle. Like, we have tactical things, but if you can't learn to get out of your own way mentally, you're always going to be stuck. That's what I would say.
Three more.
Emmy, you're so welcome.
Yeah. Oh God. Love them. Emmy's been crushing it, by the way. She has been having crazy launches.
Yeah.
Because she took action.
Yeah. That's it. I know, like, it's easier said than done. I mean, some people are like, yeah, but Amanda, where do I take action? And I'm like, you just got to find an entry point. And taking action looks like investing $97 in yourself and coming to the event. Because just by being there, you're going to expose yourself to other opportunities. You're like, a light bulb's going to go off. You're going to see this. You're going to see what's possible. Listening to podcast. That's all. That's what Julie, that's what you did, is like, you listen to a podcast that demonstrated what's possible. And here's the last thing that I'll say, because I know we've got to wrap up soon, is that I used to think and look at people's lives and think, yeah, but is that realistic? And here's the thing. If someone is living the life that you're seeing, hell yeah, it's realistic. It's only our brain that's making it seem like it's not anything realistic. And knowing that, like, what they have is what I can also have as well, which gets into the whole future self piece of it and personal development of like, anything is literally possible. We just have to get out of our own way and stay out of up here and get into here.
100%, 100%. And Kristen, you would love this. You should totally come. So it's going to be 23rd is in the evening. I'm going to do the keynote. And is there anything else that night? Is it, I'll do the keynote and.
It's the keynote kickoff. We're trying to organize some sort of networking dependent upon how well we can, you know, orchestrate Zoom, but you do get access to a private Facebook group 2 weeks before and then 2 weeks after to connect with attendees and kind of learn about that. But then after that is kind of, yeah. But Julie's kicking it off. So it's going to be epic. We're going to get the mind right.
So super fun. And then on Saturday, the 24th, it's all day. And of course, you know, again, you know, replays will be available, but it's fun. It's really, you get, I think, a ton of the benefit attending live. So,
yeah. And even if you can only attend one live, still come. Like, nobody's judging you. If you've got family or like a kid starts crying and you have to hop off, great, hop off and then plug yourself back in. Like, this is a no judgment zone. Like, our lives are so upside down for the past 7 months that like, we're not, no one's here to judge. Like, we all, it's, yeah.
And I'll tell you guys what, I just did this so I can attest to it. So I went to a virtual event with my coaches, you know, it was $1,000 for a virtual event, right? 97.
Yeah.
Same thing. I was able to listen to some of it live. Some of it I had to catch up with, but I listened to every single session. I just did it on my own time when I needed to. And it was actually called Game Changer. It was Game Changer. And so I do these things too. I never recommend something that I don't also do, because it's key. It's yeah. Really, really, really key to stay sharp on getting outside perspective and learning and getting that knowledge. But then I guarantee you, I'm sure the people that Amanda are bringing on, because I know some of them, they're going to want you to take action. They're going to make it actionable for you. It's not just going to be about learning. So
yeah. Oh yeah. I'm very, very stern on making sure that we're very clear on, okay, there's nothing worse than going to an entire event or training and being like, where the heck do I even start?
Right.
Oh, I hate that. So that's not going to happen at this event. Don't worry.
with Amanda. So yeah. Thank you. So guys, check it out. It's early bird pricing of only $97 until the 16th, which is next Friday. I'm looking at the calendar right now. And then it's literally you're getting two additional courses around making money and legalizing your business.
They're like mini trainings, I should say. They're like little mini training. They're very consumable.
Again, all wrapped up with some of these incredible speakers. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. And again, for anyone that was like Ignite University wasn't quite right yet because you're still growing your business and you just felt like it, you know, you couldn't swing it. Do this instead, because it's going to be really, really powerful. To get to this kind of training for $97, it's crazy. Yeah.
And access to these speakers
and coaches, and that's a ridiculous price.
Yeah, I will tell you, all the coaches that are speaking, I mean, even to get an hour with them is anywhere from like $500 to $1,000. So, exactly. Yeah,
it's incredible. Yes. So thank you so much for doing it, for coming on here to share with my. My amazing women inside the Side Hustle Igniter Squad and on the podcast. And I just adore you. And I cannot wait to participate in the event. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And I hope to see you all at the event. If you have any questions, feel free to like reach out, come to Instagram. She did it her way. We're like, I'm in and out of there. Sometimes my team is too. And like, it's just going to be an epic party and you're not going to be disappointed. You're not going to be upset that you decide to make the investment. So I look forward to seeing you guys there.
Amazing. All right. Thanks so much, guys. We'll talk soon.
If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.